stories.
It is the radio segment that just got fined by the Homeowners Association for having too many pink flamingos in his front yard. Apparently 25 is way too much. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Australia. 35-year-old Abe McGarth was surfing off the east coast of Australia the other day when disaster struck.
Oh, no.
While waiting for a wave, he noticed an 11-foot great white shark swimming right towards him.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no! God, what would you do?
Before getting to him, the shark dove down and came up right underneath Abe, snapping his board in half.
That is when I pooped myself.
Well, that's honestly the least of your worries.
The shark then tore into Abe's wetsuit, creating a gash in his hip, and then flung him over 30 feet in the air.
What? Three stories? Oh, my God.
And it's in Australia, so you know this dude was just ready to fight the shark. He wasn't even worried about it. At that point, Abe re-entered the water injured and waited for the inevitable to happen. As the shark began to circle, incredibly, after just a few minutes, instead of attacking, the great white just swam away.
What?
Hooray!
What, great white, now I'm not good enough for you? You're going to beat me up, but I wasn't tasty enough, huh? Is that it?
Abe then grabbed his half board and swam to shore, and then his friends drove him to a local hospital. The doctors took care of the gash in his hip, and he was discharged a few days later. Afterwards, a friend told a local media outlet, Abe is pretty much the luckiest man on earth right now.
Yeah.
And good point, what a bully that shark is. Like, if you're going to do all that, at least eat me.
Seriously,
just shove me
man.
Around a little bit. This next laser story is out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Early yesterday morning, some thieves stole an SUV with a U-Haul trailer attached from outside of a hotel.
Mm.
Then they drove about 4 miles south and opened up the U-Haul to see all the cool things that they had stolen.
Mm.
And that's when things turned weird. Inside the U-Haul was a casket with a dead body inside.
Whoa! Not what they were expecting.
No.
How
are we going to sell this? Will people buy this on Craigslist or something? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, a family was driving their father's body from Oklahoma to New Mexico, but the thieves obviously thought they were ripping off some people who were moving.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So the thieves abandoned the SUV and the U-Haul, and the cops found it a few hours later and got Dad back to the family.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to track those thieves down.
But can you imagine in the morning you go out and Dad's missing?
What that
feels like? How are we going to explain this to the rest of the family?
Or you're one of those thieves and you're like, oh man, we just stole from the wrong person.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Great Falls, Montana. A 33-year-old woman named Marjorie Ann Dayrider called 911 the other day, and the reason for her call was not to report an emergency or a crime. She just called to complain.
Apparently,
Marjorie had just done some bad meth and she was not happy about it. She told dispatch, quote, the meth I just did left a bad taste in my mouth and it's making me angry.
So bad meth is like a taste thing? Is it supposed to taste good?
Like
I don't know. I've never done meth. That's why I just thought it was all pretty bad. It's made out of fertilizer, right? So
strawberry mint flavor, usually,
okay,
I think.
Got it.
When officers arrived, she told them that she regularly does meth 3 times a day, every day.
Uh-oh.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I
wow.
guess.
Wow.
Oh,
and when authorities asked to see the meth, Marjorie said she still had some stuck in her bra if they wanted to test it. And a few seconds later, she handed it over, and the cops arrested her for felony narcotics possession.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but where's the meth quality control, okay?
Seriously.
You know?
It has gone downhill. There needs to be a Yelp or something.
Meth Yelp.
This next laser story is out of the land of Down Under. New data shows that the kangaroo population in Australia is close to hitting 50 million, while the human population stands at 24 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Apparently, the huge rise in kangaroo numbers is thought to be due to an abundance of food after high rainfall. So because of all the kangaroos, experts are now warning Australians that they need to hunt, kill, and eat the native animal or face being overrun by it.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously,
though. But they're so cute.
The kangaroos are taking over. Most Australian children that were surveyed see the animal as friendly, furry, and loving, and would rather not eat the kangaroos.
Oh.
On the other hand, Australian adults view the animal as a national pest, saying they damage fences and they trample crops. So what's for dinner in Australia tonight?
Kangaroo.
A piping hot dish of fresh roux, I guess.
I'm sorry. If you think a chicken drumstick is big and good, imagine a kangaroo drumstick. That's going to be huge.
That would be huge. That would be really like, that'd feed
that
a whole family.
Yeah. Extra large waffle.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
This next leisure story is out of the world of health. A new study out of Boston University found that eating fast food can actually protect you from getting skin cancer.
Double rainbow. What? Oh, my God.
Okay. Yep. Who sponsored this study? Because I'm guessing it's a fast food chain.
Experts say that there's a fatty acid in fast food like burgers and fries that make your skin stronger and helps fight off melanoma.
Really?
Of course, the big caveat is that fast food is not good for you in pretty much any other way.
Yeah, you're going to die from heart disease long before you even have time to develop skin cancer, but cool.
People are going to hear this study and be like, I'm going to go get a McDonald's and then go tanning.
Yeah.
Because it's going to protect me.
Somebody on a fast food blog, I love how we have all these blogs out there. Somebody commented, quote, looks like I know what I'm bringing to the beach tomorrow. 3/4 pounders of cheese, 2 supersized fries, and extra large vanilla milkshake. What I'm not bringing? Sunscreen.
Yeah. God, we're smart.
This next laser story is out of the scary world of high tech. The company that makes the robotic vacuum cleaners named Roombas are in the news today. You know, those little circular robot cleaners that's in all the YouTube videos with cats and babies riding on them. Well, apparently a few of their customers aren't happy about the latest developments.
Uh-oh.
The company is thinking about selling the data that Roomba picks up during its daily cleaning sessions.
That's like a whole map of your house.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything from the layout of one's home and brands of furniture to whether there's a baby in the house and what products the baby uses. How does the Roomba know all this, by the way? Did we know that it was getting all this information?
I'm just saying, stop letting robots into your house, people.
This info could potentially be sold to Amazon, Google, or Apple, and then marketers can just bombard consumers with targeted ads. The parent company, iRobot, insists consumer privacy is paramount, explaining that customers can flick a switch and opt out of their data being uploaded or not connect their Roomba to the internet at all.
Yeah, all you have to do is find that switch, which who knows where it is. They hide those things.
Some customers think it's shady. Others don't want Big Brother snooping in their house.
Yeah. Why is Roomba going to sell you out?
Yeah, I didn't even know that it like was that aware. That's scary.
Yeah, thank you. Sleep with your eyes open because that thing's going to come and rob you in the middle of the night.
I know if Roomba was in my house, he'd see one thing and one thing only.
Uh-oh.
And that's my little friend here. A turtle humping a shoe. I don't know what kind of ads they would try to sell me, but maybe shoe ads? Turtle food ads? That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.